ज्ञान ज्ञान सनातन
मेडिकल स्टोर
এখানে জওয়াহরলাল আর ইন্দিরা গান্ধী আদি পরবর্তীকালে তিনি নিজেই ঔষধি তৈরি করতেন, ধানের আর খজুরি আর নিজেই এজেন্ট করতেন, ওই দোকানে দোকানে গিয়ে তিনি বিক্রি করতেন। তারপরে তার স্ত্রী আর ছেলেরা তাকে ঘর থেকে পায়। তারপরে তিনি মথুরাতে ঔষধি নিয়ে বিক্রি করে দোকানে দোকান। আমার সঙ্গে দেখা আমি তার জিনিসপত্র সব বলে দুদিন বিহারিকে বললাম যে মুখিয়ে কিনতে হবে মশে রাখবো, মশে নিয়ে আসলাম। আমার পাশেই তাকে একটা ঘর দিলাম, ওখানে থাকতে লাগিল। একদিন আমি বললাম তাকে, মহারাজ তখন ভাই প্রভু আপনি সন্ন্যাস দিলে উপাদে ইচ্ছা করুন, আপনি কেন সন্ন্যাস? তখন বলছেন আমাকে যে আমি প্রভুপাদের নিকটে 1923 পরিণাম গ্রহণ করলাম আর শিক্ষা হল। যখন প্রভুপাদ আমাকে আর্টিকেল দিতে বলছিল ইংরেজিতে, তখন ইংরেজিতে আমি আর্টিকেল দিতাম। তারপরে শিক্ষা হল, তারপরে আমি ভাগবতে দেখলাম লেখা আছে যথাযথ অনুপ্রেরণাদি
Whoever will have mercy of Krishna will is all his wealth as far as taken away by Krishna. Then he began to think that, oh, I should leave Bhakti Ava. And I began to chant
Harinam.
But I had great friendship with Gurudev. On some festival days, he used to come to the mat. In 1940, that year, Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti was formed in Bhagavatam. It was formed. When I saw that, oh, he is so friendly, he's so close to my Gurudev, then I began to inquire that who is he. Then I understood that he is the disciple of Prabhupada, consulted with Prabhupada, and he is quite qualified, writing articles in various ways. He is qualified. Then thereafter, he said, I started working in a factory that was then I started my own business. That I started selling my own medicine, and I used to sell in different shops door to door. That also is not working. And I said, Maharaj, you are not qualified to sell these medicines. You have come here for a different task. You should take sannyas. You should preach Mahaprabhu and Gurudev's words. You should spread all over. Muri Maharaj was there in those days in Mathura. I told Guru Maharaj that he is your friend. If you would take sannyas, preaching can be spread. It can be widespread. And then my Gurudev told that you should take sannyas and you should preach Prabhupada's words. In the Western countries, you should go and preach. मैं डॉक्टर मुनि महाराज
से
He told me that if you will take sannyas, then I will also take sannyas. Then in Mathuram, in Keshavji Gaurav, both of them had sannyas on the same day. Thereafter, after sannyas, he went to Jhansi. In Jhansi, he began to have a preaching center where he used to preach from. Guru Maharaj also went to Jhansi for time, but there were not any proper facilities. He decided to establish the deity, and then Mahaprabhu that he gave to Guru, my Gurudev, this Mahaprabhu deity that please, you say this deity that has got the center is not seen to be working, take this away and establish in Mathura. After a few days in Jhansi, at Rupa Goswami Samadhi, from there he came to Vrindavan in Radha Damodar temple. Now he doesn't have any proper facilities, he doesn't have any proper utensils. I gave him one chadar, some clothes, then I had a chance to get Harikatha from him, and how to preach, he is now beginning to think. There was one shipping company by the name of Sindhya. He said, you tell me that I will take you along me. I said, okay, I will see whenever the time comes. Then, he had no money that time. Without money, so the syndication ship company, that was, they had some cargo ships. It used to take 1 or 2 months to reach US with those ships. He sat in this ship to US. He nearly left body. He became quite sick on the way, becoming seasick. And that time he wrote a letter or poetry in front of her. Although this has been written in Sakya Bhav, but definitely who is in Gaudiya Bhav, definitely has Madhu Bhav. Thereafter, he went to New Jersey and New York later on, and from there in that park, Townsend Square Park, he used to sit under a tree and he would sing, this is an
Hare Krishna.
And there were some hippies always around in that park, and used to sing kirtan and they used to dance. They used to feel Lord proud of this. And they would have in their one hand a bottle of alcohol or wine, they would give him, offer him also. No, I'd not accept this. Some of the hippies became impressed by his kirtan and katha. Many hippies. They became Vaishnavas amongst them. Shyamarani, she is not there today. Not feeling well.
Shyamarani.
Vrindavan Vilasini. All of them. Tamal Krishna. They were hippies.
But now they are.
Shyamarani means earlier her name was Jadurani, and this Vrindavan Vilasini. She was very senior. Right from the beginning of the preaching, starting of preaching, they have been associated. That's all the devotees, they are the two of them, I'm most here. I don't see one more devotee here. What's her name? What was your name, Moses? Urukram. Urukram. Urukram Prabhu. And Bhagavad Narayan. So many. Aishanas Maharaj.
Couple of years. He started so many businesses. Before that, and first he translated Srimad Bhagavatam and wrote 3 volumes, first, second, third, and so on. They took 3 years to America first, and then he translated and other books. And in a couple of years, every wedding weekend in the world, on the top of mountains, in the midst of ocean, it is there, sitting center. When I went to Western country to preach, I saw it glowing. It is there. If there were thousands and thousands of disciples, so many worshipers. He used to tell us that Bombay is my office. Now this town,
it's my home. It's my place. My own abode. Like this, he used to say. He used to say, one is a lame man and one is blind. The lame man cannot walk and the blind cannot see. So he also cannot walk all by himself. That's why both of them have to combine. He, the lame, sits on the shoulder of the blind man. And he's telling him to go in this direction, go forward, go left. Like this American country and America. And they are blind. And India is lame. Not very proper financial condition. That's why they are not able to move forward in the world. And if the lame person will sit on the blind, America and India, means if they combine, then all over the world, it can be free. Will happen. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has written very soon a very bare, bare complex. Devotees will come, 400 to 700, they will have tilak, they will have Kunti Mala, and they will have tilak on their forehead, and along with Indians, they will chant very well. So today it is true, we can see those words. In America, he wrote around 400-500 letters to me. Whenever he used to establish some temple or whatever he used to write, some scripture he used to write to me. And I also used to write to the US. He used to send Madang, Karaka, Mathura, Sweet, Peda. The deities of Radha Krishna, I used to, and so many scriptures, books. I used to inquire from him sometimes that you are so intelligent and Gurudev has given you sannyas. Why don't you? Why have you used this word AC? Maybe what you are using words is okay, but according to our parampara, using of these AC, your earlier ashram names are not proper. There was some study amongst us, we had some differences. I have used rightly that I have transcendent relationship. English. This can never be broken, this relationship. He used to tell me our relationship. He used to have a lot of affection for me. Today it is his disappearance day. In brief, some devotees will speak. I'm seeing that there is not a single place in the world where he has not preached. Everywhere, wherever I have traveled, wherever I have not been able to travel, also, in those places also. There are some places which he did not go there and travel in English.
My Gurudev and especially him. All know that I am the Buddha and my teacher. So everywhere I go, especially in the titles of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, yes, and they honor me and they help me so many ways. They still they are helping. So my thinking is on the mercy of Swami Ji and spread part of Bhakti Vedanta Swami, a part he has spoken. Oh, I have spoken, but yes.
दोनों कर रहा हूँ। कुछ लोगों को फ्रीक्वेंसी मिला नहीं है, नया है ना, लेकिन अभी शाम को सबको बता देंगे। आज सबको बता देंगे फ्रीक्वेंसी, ये जरूरत नहीं है। क्या
बताया? But after some time he wanted to do the house factory, the Dan Bayo. Then he went to Allahabad and opened a medical store, which was at the time a very famous person, so they're also failed. Sometime after he began making his own medicine, the Dan also failed. And finally his family threw him out, and he went came to Mathura. That's how Sri Guru had made him there, and told them to put him out of the school. You take all these things and we put it in the room there. Stay to us. You get to the good fun. And he stayed there for a long time. Gurudev used to ask him, you are so qualified, why are you not taking it for dinner? So Prabhupada said, I read in Bhagavatam, you shall have a little ground being such. That person seeing how he gives mercy, he takes away all their wealth. The Guru and I had a very friendly relationship with our father Gurudev. In fact, Gurudev and I first had his darshan in 1946. At that time in Bhagavata, the Gaudiya Mathya, he said, my Gurudev was talking with someone with so much affection and friendship. The Gurudev asked, who is he? The So when he came to Mathura, he was taking his medicines and trying to make out his existence in that way. The Guru was taking overruled. You have not come to this world to sell medicine. You have come to this world to preach the vision of Shinadi Mahaprabhu. Therefore, you should take some yarn. And Guru used to say to Mother Buddha, if your friend takes some yarn, then so much preaching will be done to the vision of Mahaprabhu. That time, she finds another guru who was 84 and said, if you take some yarn, I will also take some yarn. He was 84. 92, I thought. He was 92, so he also took Sanyas, Bhaktivinoda Muribhaj. So after Sanyas, Bhaktivinoda Muribhaj went to Janaki and opened a preaching center there. We went there with Mother Guru there, the 20 or 30 Brahmachari, and we established the Deva House, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But after some time, situation was not favorable. So he brought the deity to Mathura, and that deity of Mahaprabhu intended to go in one, that is that very deity. After that, he went to Radhakavanar temple, and Guru said, I saw you in that situation, he called and so on, he was very poor. And he used to cook for us there, and he would dream of his prachar, when I go to the west, what I will do. That time, Swami said, Swami Maharaj asked Guru there, you come to me and preach you. And Guru said, I will come after. So he got a free ticket on the Indian Navigation Company. And on that boat trip, which took 1 or 2 months, he was dragged to death, but he was saved by the mercy of his Guru there. Then he wrote so many poems in the Buddha of Sakura. But really, he was master feed in Madhurima, like all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Then he came to New York and he took a square park. He began to preach to Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhudhitya, Anna, Jyadwaita, Garabhal, Shasami, Gaurava, Samrinda, and Mahamantra. All these things began to dance and they were giving their model. He is your Maharaj, that's what it is. But he was not saved. And all those things became happy. So somebody sitting in the audience, even there, seeing the most meeting, even though all the Nyansis sitting here. He used to say that India is like a lame man, and the American countries are like a blind man. If the blind man, the lame man sits on the shoulders of the
blind
man sits on the shoulders of the lame man, go here, and they can see everything. So, like American countries, they are blind. They have no spiritual knowledge, and Indians, they have no, they cannot do anything, they have no money. Therefore, all combined, they use so much nice preaching all around the world.
Yeah.
So he sent so many letters, maybe 4 or 5 letters to Gurudev. I'm translating this book, I opened this book.
India was poor 40 years back. Not now, maybe.
Wherever I went,
Now India is rich, but we're speaking of 35, 40 years back.
The Guru said, I just have seen so many things like Divi, Kartel, Pradhanus, and Sweet Book. So one time, Guru wrote in a letter, you took Sanyas, but why you put the name of Abhay Chananara Linda? So it's not proper, because you took Sanyas, and that Sanyas name was not here. Then, Bhakti Vinod Maharaj answered, because all my bank accounts are in that name, the Guru said, whatever it may be, it's not good that there was some fighting.
Differences.
You can take breakfast, and after that,
about 9 or 10 years to come here. I will also come here. And we will glorify Swami. So, Sri Guru Charataha. We started at 9 o'clock and have to finish 5 years. There was a cleaning crew. The professor said to left. They don't have a time for cleaning, or they have a time for the rest and chanting. The thing has to finish by 12 o'clock. One more announcement. And no one is down there after 1 o'clock.